Yeah, I have some of that stuff here, so. Okay, so I will open the meeting for our planning commission meeting today, Thursday, November 14th at 7:32 p.m. Thank you, right around there, right, Judy? 7:33. And present is Judy Corso, Rob Balvig, Vince Coy, and Allison Bestaffy. Hey. We're just getting going, and here comes Dave Kyle. So we're all here. Except for Kate. Kate couldn't make it, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. And so that obviously shifts the agenda, so I'll just sort of start right in there. Any changes to the agenda that you guys had or saw there? I just was going to, obviously, Kate will be talking. Oh, agenda. Here we go.
Oh, do you have some? Because, yeah,
yes.
I didn't brought it.
Yeah, no, no problem. I'll try to get that squared around.
Alternative.
Yep. Yeah, so the only thing I'll just throw out there, obviously, Kate's not here. She's not feeling great, so we'll have to have her go next time if that works for her. And we also don't have our October meeting minutes to go through. I didn't get them from her, and she wasn't feeling good, so I'll just add that to the agenda for next time.
So what was Kate going to do?
She was going to just check in with us because of what she's worked on with the grants and some of the train station. And I just feel like it would be good because she does so much.
Yeah.
I think
we might all be surprised.
I think so. Because you could even tell when Laurel was here and talking with you, Rob, talking.
Yeah, they obviously have a relationship.
Yeah, there was some stuff. And that's where I reached out to her to just see if she could just share. Okay. And she thought that there was definitely stuff that would be helpful.
Sure, yeah. That'd be nice. Because she's kind of a quiet gal.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's interesting that the train station idea began with the planning commission.
Yes, exactly.
It was an idea. Hey, you know, we had this whole thing. Let's fix it up.
And look at where it's at. It's amazing. Yeah. It's really awesome.
That was back in,
because it was getting really onerous to have it be the recycling center.
Like, this has more potential.
It was like the world's worst recycling
center. My first meeting with them was in February 2021. So I think it began, or the idea began in 2020.
So like 4 years or so to see that come together. And all the fundraising and the grants.
And we've had some more changes.
Mm-hmm.
As I explained at our last get-together, it was supposed to be a construction management job. You know? What that means is that you have a very good bid climate, a lot of bidders.
Right.
And you get the low bids, and they're on board. And they're on the project.
Mm-hmm.
And all that the construction manager does from his own office or desk or whatever, he manages all of the scheduling, stuff like that.
Right. Coming in.
If it is a general contractor construction, design, bid, and a build, okay, which is kind of what almost all of our jobs are. That means it's one individual in charge of everything.
With it, right.
And he brings in whoever he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it isn't distinct bids.
And that then leads me to, just with the changes to the agenda question, is... and I can maybe throw this on for December. Maybe I'll do that. You guys tell me your thoughts. There is a man who's been in touch with me who would love to have the conversation about like a community rec center pool area, and is willing to sort of do legwork and look at funding, because obviously none of us need, you know, to raise taxes or do a bond or anything like that. And so I don't know if you guys would be open to that. He sounded like he would be wanting to maybe come in and sort of pitch his idea and just see what the planning commission thinks about that.
I
don't know your thoughts.
I think it would be good if you all heard him.
I'm willing to hear him. I thought it was like, why not?
You know, ideas are good.
Yeah.
So this is somebody that wants to spearhead like a private funding approach to a rec center.
Yeah, like a town sort of rec center.
Grants.
Or somebody that would...
Grants and fundraising and how does
like
that
that's
happen?
Super sanctioned by the town, but like a standalone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's like really in the beginning brainstorming stages, but I said, of course, you could come in and long as I read it by you guys. And I think it would just make sense. Yeah, I felt the same. So, yeah, exactly.
So, but I always believe it's good to have ideas brought in front of our commission because we're planning commission.
And he really seems to think like that's a good starting point.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So, and right now we're kind of in more downtime anyway because the town plan is the bylaw piece.
We have to wait on some things.
And so,
who is this?
John LeBlanc. Yeah. He was here across from Laurel at the last meeting.
What is his interest? What would be his involvement?
So I think he's sort of open to that. He has ideas. He's willing to do legwork and research. Mm-hmm. I told him maybe to check out the IROC place up in Newport, which was a sort of community rec center, but then it closed. So it's like looking at, you know, so right now I think he's sort of in this, it'd be amazing, it'd be awesome for Danville. But
the upper floor of this building was the place when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built the gym up at school.
Right, right.
This was the main gym. That's the space. It was one gym, and there was one upstairs,
too.
Gym downstairs and upstairs.
And that's where I don't want to, like, you know, cut into time on this meeting, but just if you guys, just wondering if you guys would be open to hear his thoughts if he's...
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Next month.
Yeah, I think, and I'll run it by him. I just left it in sort of hands if he wants to do that because he suggested it. So, yeah. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. So otherwise, I don't think there's any other changes that I have besides we got to wait on minutes, wait on Kate, any other
things. Well, I guess that I could bring up to the
conversation. I'm fine with that.
That's all right.
Okay. Yep.
He thought he had a plumber heat outfit. The construction manager on that job.
Mm-hmm.
They provided a bid for providing heat and plumbing late April next year. So we're beginning anything on the inside now, you know, or within about a week or so. And we need heat, you know. And we need plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
The outfit that was going to do, let's see, what else was it? Oh, the clappers backed out.
And this was all supposed to be happening ASAP soon here?
And it's been very hard to get a schedule because, you know, you work hard, you get a schedule together, and people are dropping out left and right because they have better job offers or they get a better bids, you know.
Timing.
And so that means that our goal of completing the job by the end of this month, which is way out there anyways, will be in April.
Okay. So that's the goal at this point.
So really, I mean, the exterior looks like it's at a standstill.
Well, and now he's got a young contractor who just began business about a year or so ago. He's a carpenter. And he will be working on it soon.
To do the clapboarding?
Yes, to do the clapboarding. And that's important. That's, for the visual.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's in suspended animation.
Oh, right
now. So he'll be working on that soon.
Four options from individual carpenters to do that. And they all back up. The last thing.
So he's
we're all set to go. We have to go down there and they back out.
Right.
Because they have other
the
jobs.
Materials are there?
Yeah.
Oh,
They're sitting right on the site. They've been on there for a month and a half. They've been sitting on the site.
Wow.
And so basically, the April week is a lot more about the plumbing part of it
and painting the exterior.
Okay.
Because it's too cold.
Right. Okay. Oh, gotcha. So he has to wait until good.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
But
you got to get the clapboards up first.
Yeah. But all of the clapboards are actually the clapboards are prime.
Okay, so
that's all right.
So what's the what are they? What's the wood?
The wood is hemlock.
Oh yeah.
And they're primed and they're smooth.
Yeah.
And then we'll be painted. And I'm just also saying, I should also point out Kate's here. I was just jumping in 3 minutes unless someone else would prefer to do that.
That would be lovely.
Okay.
And our electrical work is just about all done.
So you'll be ready to rock for summer.
Yeah, but it will be a slow progress up over the winter. You know.
But at least you're heading there. It's getting closer. And you guys have been working hard and ready. Thank you, Rob.
Like today, I had 5 hours, I think, to spend on it.
No, thank you. Exactly right. Well, speaking of that, we can move on then to reviewing the Planning Commission Orders of Procedure. So this is something that I guess it seems happens at the end of the year, the beginning of each year. Give Rob a raise, although Rob's supposedly leaving us.
When is your last?
It'll be like next month.
So December you are.
December, what's the name?
It would be that second Thursday.
Yeah. Well,
thank you. Okay. Yeah. So that'll be the last one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Rob.
So you gotta.
Last one of the year.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try to work it on John. If you guys know anybody coming out there, you guys should see if we could do an ad. You should probably throw some ads.
Yeah, Audrey usually puts out
something. Yeah, I was
something.
Just thinking that.
Besides, front porch.
Yeah.
Besides those of us here and Kate, is there anyone else that actually?
No.
Oh, okay.
There were all right now. Mm-hmm. So if Rob leaves, then.
And I think what is it supposed to be? Like
seven. And so there's no rush on this right now. I just wanted to put it out there for you guys. If you want to take it and look through it, we can look through it now. I didn't know if you felt there's some things we can shift and some things we can't because of statute. So if you guys felt there was something that changed, I think really as long as we have it squared away by January.
That's right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of tension about this.
Yeah.
Kind of the normal.
It was really like, are you changing today? It still worked for everybody at 4th Thursday, except for November, December.
I thought it was this day by fault because it's all the other Thursdays are busy or something because the select board.
This works for me. It works for you guys.
You have to work around the else.
Right. Yeah, so if we could change that, if people had a preference, it seems like it's working for people, let me know otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Are we recording this now?
Yes. Yeah, I do have a color.
I didn't see anything jumped out at me.
Are you prepared for this new one?
Yes, I did actually read it.
You went through it, I think.
Yeah, I've looked at this before.
Regardless of the number. At any given time.
And then the motions, number 5 on the first page, motions made by members of the body do not require a second. We've sort of been rolling in that. And then chair of the body may make motions. She will only pass it if she votes a majority. We've usually been consensus. I'm sure there'll be
what is number 7?
Seven. Oh, we're just like
body.
Like there's no hierarchy.
Somebody can't go and
take over. And I'm speaking for the Planning Commission today, and I believe such an
information. To other third parties. The third parties.
Right.
I do have a question on number 3, because it looks like we give the secretary some money to do
twice what the rest of us get.
Gets 15. I think she's 10.
We get paid.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every meeting, we get $5.
I need to get that to Michelle by the end of the year.
I think inflation is better. $6.
I thought she was
just making a comment about.
I thought she was getting twice zero.
Twice zero. I think she does get 10. It's either 10 or 15. I have to double check.
Good.
Okay.
And obviously
that's a bargain.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. And she seemed like willing to continue, which was great.
Does she get enough to get a 1099? Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe at that level.
Paper, yes. I know. Yeah, then we just have the posting places and public.
Now, I do have a question. If we need to make a site visit, is that an official meeting? For example, if there's a discussion on a future plan for cluster housing,
right,
and it's on but an actual site, and you have individuals dropping in saying, but your existing bylaws do not reflect what I want to do. Is it all right if we present the design and then you go look at it, and if you have any questions, then act?
I would imagine if no action was taken that it wouldn't matter, but I don't know. I can think of that.
If four members are together, then it's a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So it should be warned as a meeting. Yeah. I don't know what the rules as far as reporting it for a site visit. Yeah. That seems like it would work.
Right? But that might be good to clarify with Audrey.
Yeah, I can do that.
But there... There should even be a public notice at least 24 hours.
Yeah, that's what this is, right? This E2 is related to that.
Yeah.
Essentially, a site visit would be like a
special meeting.
Okay, so there we go. I'll double check. It sounds like then that would make sense. Yeah. There we go. Special. Yeah, I'll think around for that for us for next one. Yeah, and then this was, I don't know if we're still working through the other pages, but the last page was that addendum from Mark.
Okay, what's that now?
Just on on the back.
Yeah.
Just on
the back.
Welcome to express personal views. Yeah, this had come up this past March, which I think is a great. Unless you guys want something to shift there.
Only its location.
Right. Because that would be a building of this code, so. Yeah, so we'll have to plug that in. If we all agree to that.
Oh, I see. Well, I think this is good.
Thank you, too.
Norm number one. What's the norm number?
Where are you?
Well, it's on the last page.
Oh, right.
Well, the first the end of the first paragraph says conform to the following norms, and then there's one and two.
Oh, I see. Oh, these are called norms.
Oh, okay.
Legal.
Thanks.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Now, do we have to act on this then?
Yes, I think we do.
So, I make the motion that they be adopted for 25
seconds. Yep.
Agreed.
Okay. All right, that settles that.
Oh, this was a hand one, right? Or you're ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. and I figured we may as well plug it in, and I didn't know if people wanted to go home with it or not, so.
Slowly.
Yep, so that's that. And then the only other thing that I had on here, as you guys can see, is I just wanted to check in with you on the bylaw update. MDDA is going through that, and they're having a meeting here. Oh, you know, you guys, if you're very interested. Next Thursday, the 21st at 5 o'clock. And I'll confirm that. But that's basically just to go through so they can approve it. It's all official.
Okay. I was at the SCTELECT board meeting last Thursday for this to be active. The meeting was just dragging on, and
I'm out, right.
But I asked one of the story. So he said,
yeah, it went through no problem. That's what Glenn did.
So what's MBDA doing at 5 o'clock?
So they're basically just, they have to have their whole sort of to accept it, so it's official. Like, we ran it through the select board ran it through, and then MBDA has to and make sure everything's solid.
So they're going to sit in judgment on it at that meeting, and it's like a public meeting.
Exactly.
It's a public meeting for them.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and I believe
they won't really need anything from us. Anymore.
Is that on the bylaws?
That's on the bylaws one, exactly. Yeah. And so I'm going to plan on being there. Allison Lowe, who's on I'll email you guys. You can see.
Okay.
So we're not, the only reason she was sort of asking if we're going to go is, I guess she said that everyone said, I can't even do that. I don't want her to waste it if people aren't going to, but you can let me know at some point. I'll email it. But yeah, so that was that piece, essentially.
You had some extreme skin irritation.
Oh, that was my poison parsnip.
Right.
Oh, that was from the summertime. Right. And now because I fry myself in the sun and I hike in the whites all the time. I have so just excuse me. I have like cheap Irish skin and it's showing itself these days. Yes, that was hideous. Sorry. I was trying to hide that as much as possible. Okay. So that was the MBDA bylaw piece. That was where we're at on that one. And, and the only other piece I would say, that Allison, I did ask Allison Lowe, if she would, you guys tell me if you're okay with this, her working with NBDA, I was hoping she could come sometime in here and check in with us, because we can't really do any of our mapping stuff until NBDA finalizes some of their maps.
The regional.
Yeah, the Act 181, is that Biodiversity and Resilience plan, that basically they're going to have to do some municipal mapping because of how the building was going to be happening, how the affordable housing laws were changing. And so because of that, they need to do some remapping on a regional level. So she had asked if we meet with any of our stuff. And I thought it might be helpful for her to come at some point, if you guys agree. And just check in with us on that process and what they're looking at, how that's going to impact us. So she has some meetings first, and then she'll have more info to share with us as the Planning Commission. So we were going to wait and have her come when she knows more about the maps and their timeline. Because we're kind of on hold with any of that stuff.
We did a review last month. Our plan for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Dates on those? I forgot. Dates.
Yeah, there is. I'll bring that next. I'll print those for next month for December. Glenn had put together sort of this whole guidance of projects and dates. So it's a good, really good spreadsheet that might be helpful.
It's a master plan.
Yes. And it's for the select board, for the planning commission, for sort of all of
good.
Them. Yeah.
So
we can just go through and look at that together. So that was that.
And over the next 2 or 3 years, I'll be slowly driving around looking at
All the derelict is from
all the, yeah. All the inventory is historic buildings. I bet you it's tough. Because that was him.
That way was last year. No, that'll be interesting.
So, yeah, Rob, so last meeting we had minutes or something. So, prioritize sort of concerns, goals, topics, things that we intended to work on to incorporate into the zoning.
Yeah, we were going to revisit the zoning.
So sort of more or less our goals for the year.
Mm-hmm. Like what we want to plunge into.
Yeah, how did we leave that last meeting that we were going to turn to that or further discuss it? Cool. I know I missed this, probably a substantial discussion. Is that just because of that?
No.
On that list.
We were talking about revisiting that in the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and going through, because I needed to also revisit with Allison what was going on with the maps.
The main,
and so basically at this point she said that they are working on the map. She's supposed to have a meeting because that impacts some of our decisions.
And then that, we have to conform to their...
Right.
Yeah.
So this sounds like maps regarding village stuff and how they want housing allowances
exactly
going forward.
So if we were going to change any sort of district,
it has to
or anything
conform.
Like that,
yeah.
Right.
So they're going to. I mean, that could affect how we draw zones for these different zones.
Exactly. That's why it was like I needed to double check with her when that was all happening. So this is where she said she was
better for them to get their work done before we.
It doesn't.
Oh, we
sense.
Could look at ideas, but you know,
until they actually. I mean, they're really going to have specific zone maps for the town. I mean, some of these.
Well, I think for certain they'll have guidelines, or they have.
I thought they were only the only actual maps were going to be flood maps. I thought the rest of it was just talking.
Was the
flood maps are one
but
thing.
But there were other.
And that was because of Act 181 that went through, and that was the affordable housing and what was what can be built in municipalities. Yeah. But the other thing that Danville has uniquely. You know, which is going to impact some of the housing pieces, except the sewage. You know, I don't think anything else can be added on it. Not much. So I think that really impacts any sort of, not any sort of.
On the idea of reducing the setbacks within
four.
For one thing. And then investigating cluster housing or investigating a planned
unit PUDs and unit
developments.
And I was just trying to pull up because Glenn did say that I think it was just 2009 or 11 the redistricting had happened. So I think there were some different thoughts on if it needs to happen again or not. But that's where before we even opened that can of worms, I mean, I'll talk about it whenever, but it seemed like Allison's suggestion also was we've got to do our maps. We'll get that to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
So did she have a timeline?
It sounded like in January she was supposed to have a big meeting to know about it. So then that's when she was saying that she would want to come in here. To fill us in on where they're landing, so she would know more. Yeah.
Is that the list that I was
wondering? Yep.
That was in minutes.
The last.
The greatest concern for a housing, I think, is the plumbing. Is the adequate. Drinking supplies and the adequate, wastewater treatment. That's a big concern.
Yeah, that's what it's in.
Within this area, and you have other areas too. On, out. No, no, or they got a gamble there, but actually in the north, Danville is mainly springs and wells, is it? Or do you have any main water?
Everybody's okay, got independent stuff. Yeah.
Okay,
didn't know.
Is that his
case? Yeah. So that
the wells aren't that good. There's a lot of salt, a lot of water.
That's a big question. And I guess it might even be good to have a speaker describing the options on the well. So,
this relates to what this concern you're talking about, to each of these bullets, or does it do it?
You mean the
for
housing and
zoning?
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
For the housing
zone? Yeah.
Okay. For sure, we need to know the capacity and the reach of the sanitation system.
Yeah.
The water system.
Yeah.
Is that a map? Do we already have it?
I think that would be an NDPA question. Like, Allison would probably
be able to point me. Well, but you can ask.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Yeah, I know, but I mean, so there is not a map or a person in this building, works in this building, that can quickly produce information about the sanitation system.
There may well be
the one. He gave that
shit.
I think he knows.
Yeah.
He must be.
Well, or ask Glenn. You know, Tim genocide or.
Yeah.
Part of the committee that water district.
Oh, okay.
So they would know, but it's actually the wastewater
district is the greater,
which is separate.
Who runs that? I think it's Barker forever. Yeah. But they usually have one person out.
And I don't
know. I don't know.
Glenn would probably.
They would know what capacity.
Yeah, right.
And it didn't sound like there was.
That's the most restrictive. It's the outflow, not the inflow.
Yeah.
Seems like there's plenty of water. I mean, I can't help but think that NVDA would understand that and facilitate group septic stuff.
Yeah.
Well, because that's what's happening now. I guess it's what is the town's situation and then what can be done about it. I don't know who would then have answers.
Well, ask Glenn, because he's very lonely.
Yeah.
Or Allison, and or.
Put the town clerk. Michelle's going to know. In charge of wastewater.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to figure that out. And then were you suggesting, Rob, that having somebody come to talk to us about that?
Well,
I mean, as we dive into affordable housing in San Francisco, area, what our targets and goals and restrictions are.
So
I guess then it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, that we can look at the wastewater piece to try to understand that situation sooner versus later, but then it's also, again, we're sort of back at reading some of the maps. Right?
So I'd like to move to a different topic, which is, all right. So, some of the are there any items here that, and this is a work in progress, right?
Mm-hmm.
This
is yes.
And how shall we delegate or assign, or what are our expectations for how the work progress? So, Glenn had us each individual in the room took responsibility for. Chapter 1 and Chapter 3, and David, you took Chapter 5.
Right.
So,
right. And with the town plan.
That had mixed success, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
How do we want to be productive over the next year?
That's what I feel like we're trying to assess right now, like where our energy goes. And I know, Rob, you brought up sort of the personal interest in the historical piece. And then it seems like if we wanted to do any sort of redistricting or if we wanted to do permitted and conditional use and change anything there, you know, this is where I think it's open. Like right now we're in this open conversation because town plan's done, bylaws are done. For now.
So I'm asking, right. I'm querying this people in this room here, yeah. And how do we want to see what we want to?
Right.
Is there going to be any targets or goals? Or
well, I think that's the conversation we've been trying to have. That's essentially like where we're heading right now with trying to figure out.
Well, what will probably show up in minutes for last meeting is that, for example, on historic resources, Rob is taking the lead and so organizing some of that.
Yeah, we don't have the
on the flood either. On the village center flood maps. We were waiting
that's
for NDTA.
Many of those are more than half.
Exactly.
Right. But other things on the village center designation, we weren't quite sure what needed to be done. Are you looking into that?
Yeah, Kate and I followed up on that, it sounded like he should just be right in there. Like, we don't have to keep reapplying to that, but she was going to look into that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was the last that lingering piece.
So we danced around all the other ones and didn't make any decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then last week, there was one that was suggested. I had brought it up previously. Allison reminded me, which is it's here. It's short term.
Yes, having someone come talk.
The thing of Airbnb.
I don't know. It just seems so natural that folks that a way of organizing these disparate topics is for. Say Iowa, but maybe not. Maybe we just do it by calendar or something.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the year, how will we know that we were successful?
And that's where I think at this point, I know, at least, according to talking to people and hearing from Glenn, like November, December, we're kind of just getting into some of these basics. Like, we're going through like a procedure and what are people going to get through in the report. So then I was suggesting. We get these lists together of things we're interested in, and then in the new year, we visit that, and we can just see, where do we want to put our energy. I need to reach out to Dennis, the zoning administrator, because I did want to follow up with him on if he had some more priorities. We had to rush a little bit to get the grant to pay for the bylaw update, so there were still a few lingering pieces, so I want to get that list from him. So we can all revisit that together and we can do another little small bylaw piece. And I don't know how urgent they are, what his urgency is around that. So those were on my list. And then visit that in there. But I do remember, if you guys recall, in the bylaw, he had a suggestion where we had this table. And it was like an example of things that were permitted and conditional. And I remember you specifically... We're like, no, this doesn't make sense because it wasn't, it was kind of like a sampling and he uses it as a handout to give us an example to people.
That's right.
And then I remember you, it seemed like across the board people really weren't fond of it. So we didn't include it in the bylaw update because it was not a complete list of permitted and conditional. It just gave an idea. If you want to do this here, you need a permit.
Yeah, it was a bunch of suggestions versus. What's actually in the bylaw.
Exactly. And that's where I wanted to revisit some of those pieces with him as to his priorities to see how we might help support him in that because he's the one out there doing that. So that's another piece that we could look at. And again, then I think it's just open to, where do people want to go.
So I agree with you, David. It does need some form. And I think it's perfectly reasonable to say if there are topics that individuals are passionate or wildly interested in, that person ought to poke in that area and open that along.
And come share with whatever determine. And I don't know. I know you had also mentioned, David, last time codes when you talked about the Airbnb part, sure, like as an aspect. Yeah.
Sure.
And I know that Scott Campbell in St. Jay as the rep is very heavily involved with creating legislation. And he had two bills for energy code, safety code, this past session. So he might also be worth connecting with, because I don't know, again, is that come from a state level? Does that have, you know, should the town have anything to do with that? So just if you decide to explore that, he might be a good contact. So he had two bills that did cover some of that. Mm-hmm. That up. Yeah.
All right. Well, we could talk right now about short-term rentals and...
Unless do you feel like, I'm totally willing to talk about it, but I don't know, should we have it on an agenda for next month?
Sure.
Possibly? Or is it comfortable to talk about it now? I just don't know on an agenda how that goes. I mean, I guess we're just having a discussion. We're not mm-hmm. talking about it.
Well, this is all under updates.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, I think if you want to put some things out there, everyone's okay with that.
Are you talking about going into like some details or just giving us an idea of what you see as important?
So I like to organize on this company. And so I take responsibility. But first, I'm brand new to the subject. So, if members of this group right here today, tonight, wanted to speak for just 1 or 2 or 3 minutes to help me to sort of develop a bullet list so that I can start fleshing it out. So, I'll share with you how, what a rank beginner on the subject. So, it seems like, sometimes in science you go, is this phrase, consider the limiting case. And what that means is, pretend you go all the way, and it couldn't possibly happen, but pretend you went all the way to one end of the spectrum. So consider the limiting case, like everyone, every park property, an Airbnb on it, immediately, what pops into my mind is so many concerns. And I start grouping them. And the first way I start grouping my concerns is whether, you know, of course, it's neighbors and adjoiners, it's behavior, it's safety, it's our clients, which again is safe. But a lot of it also is relates to so many other issues here, because if every property had. Sometimes it would be a boon to, I'm interested, are folks living here? Have they always lived here? Are these billionaires from Santa Fe who bought a piece of land in order to rent it? And aren't those very different situations? Yes, they're very different situations. The billionaire from Santa Fe did lots of bad things. They took property off the market that would otherwise be available to families who want to. By taking the property off the market, reduce the market, and therefore drive property values up, again, exacerbating the problem of affordability. The revenue from the Airbnb goes into the pocket of someone in Santa Fe rather than your neighbor who
or some local family.
A local family
needs it.
Who needs it would spend that money in and strengthen the economy. So all kinds of bad things happen when the billionaire from Santa Fe bought a beautiful farm for the intention of possibly renting. So maybe our concerns about that drive some of our conversations and our decisions that we
did. And I think two meetings ago, Rob brought this up about the owner-occupied.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of aspect.
The owner isn't a resident. The owner is a resident. It's another parcel on that person's land. or it's a room upstairs because Susie's gone to college. So I'm going to earn some money. So these are like categories.
And it could be an accessory. Kind of
separate.
That was but on that.
That's a better way of saying what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So, yeah. So a resident in an accessory dwelling?
Yeah.
Accessory dwelling.
Yeah, that's it.
Like I don't. Rather not.
Oh, yes, you do. I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, yeah. But you've got a house.
We own a house.
Oh, and then over behind it.
And then we have this separate.
Yeah.
We call it the barn. We rent it. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a lot. That's long-term rental,
that's
right?
That's long-term rental.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's annual. Yeah, that wants to be encouraged.
But that is what we want.
Right. That's we want to encourage it.
Right.
So, sanitation. What are what do people need to do? So that's the limiting case. If all of a sudden a lot of out of towners are using our housing style in that way, so that people who want to come and reside here have all the more limited housing prices are higher, and it weakens our that the money from that. So, I don't know what else. That's my.
No, it's a good start.
It is.
And it would be good to look at what other towns in our vicinity. Are exploring.
Kirby would be worth looking at.
Because I think
I forget what went down.
Maybe Burke?
Was Kirby the one that had the built, especially fellow built couple
that's
of
oh,
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a complete non resident.
Yeah.
A lot of parties going on, a lot of traffic.
Class 4 road. I mean, there's all these bad circumstances.
And then I'm curious where Kirby landed. But that went on, and where did that land them? And that's what I don't know.
Yeah, that's what.
I think it's a work in progress. I think that the guy applied for a permit for another building on the property. He may have gotten that, but didn't get a permit for something he's continuing to use. So, I mean, it's legal now.
But it would be good to get the details of how the town got involved.
It's good to avoid that. And, you know, Danville seems a little immune at the moment, but, I mean, I know of it's just a matter of time. Because I know these two beef customers that have come by, they're caretakers in Plainfield for a big Airbnb thing that is all owned by California people. I mean, so that's an extreme example of somebody coming
exactly
into town buying a whole property.
And they built like a multi.
Well, I think it was already existing.
Okay.
And then it's such a big deal that they hire a full-time couple to caretake because they're completely non-residents. And
so the difficulty we're going to have is that you've got issues like that, which where you basically people are taking the housing stock and eliminating it from available stock. It affects our economy. It affects our community.
And the price of housing,
how difficult it is, you know, for our own children to be able to live in Danville because it's so hard to buy a place. So there's that issue. But then you also, how do you distinguish that between someone, for example, we have a neighbor who bought a house that ultimately is for a child of theirs, but in the meantime, until that's ready, Airbnb-ing it, you know, so, but. Nobody's, are you going to tell them what you have to have a family member move in within a certain time, or are you going to say it's going to be gone forever? I mean, how do you distinguish between the evil California billionaire and the local person planning for the future?
Transition.
you know, in transition.
Here and there,
right.
They can't have
or, gosh, the other another neighbor, their house.
How about this body? You have to come and talk to us.
Well, I mean, that's
that
a possibility.
Development a reviewable?
But there have
you
to
know,
be,
you have to have
there have to be guidelines. Yeah. There have to be some rules place. Because you can't simply say we don't like you because
right.
you're not from here.
Right.
Or
and you have to have
don't attack people.
Yes. Well, but or doesn't
it's
matter.
Not very big difference.
If
so
you have
I
to
never understand.
I know.
It's not just because they're not from here. Though. It's,
well, because they have a residence
if you own
somewhere
two
else.
Properties
right.
in Danville,
right?
You're going to pay non-resident. So
see, like every part of me hears this, and I say to myself initially, until I heard what Rob had to say, it's not really our business. If there's no disruption to neighbors, if there's you know no complaints happening, then I feel like okay, if someone wants to rent the house 10 weekends a month or you know 6
right.
weeks out of the year, then have at it. You know, there's not an issue there. And then I get into it because I absolutely am watching a lot of, you know, the wealthy investors buying up land. That drives me bonkers. And they buy up housing and they buy up land. And that's me insane. And so as soon as you said the owner-occupied piece, that was, of course, what clicked in my mind of, yeah, we're going to do Vermont is a destination area. You know, it's like people want to come here. I mean, it's beautiful. Why wouldn't you want to come here? And so it is an investment in the sense of there are plenty of people with plenty of money. Who would obviously want to come here and buy up land and do, housing and do exactly what we're saying. So it's just a tough thing. How do you go
yeah,
in? And is that a state level? Is it a town level thing?
Yeah.
Are there any teeth? Do we have anything that could actually even be done to say, you know, how does that?
Well, I think we can.
Sure.
I think we can because of the safety issues, because of wanting to prevent neighbors being disturbed. I want to prevent there being unsafe parking or unsafe sanitation, because we have an obligation to plan for our town to provide to protect our community and our economy and
so how do you like define those
so,
lines?
Mm-hmm.
Like how
but
you,
it
yeah.
is it's difficult
it's
to define the lines.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Someone said check out. So
yeah,
yeah just sure. not a text. Just say what is Norwich, Vermont having bylaws and so. It's reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
these people are,
there's a lot of
people are very strident. Particularly Norwich, actually. They were like, when we get to 75 Airbnbs, boom, that's it. You can't have, there will be no more in this. I mean, like,
oh, see, that sounds so
crazy.
That's
a little crazy,
that is,
right?
But do they have guidance on owner occupied? Are you seeing anything around that?
I mean, I will definitely pay attention.
I know, like South Burlington, yeah. But you know what they do in Glenwood Springs? That's where Caleb lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're very tight. They only allow so many per unit. They go by density, so and they take a neighborhood, and once it's infilled with those, that's it. Nobody else can apply to rent as near because there's a lot of them. So. You know, that's a pretty
if you could go with
distinct way of controlling.
I don't know if it would make
it's a cap.
Sense.
It was
like,
a literal cap.
Does it make sense here to have like that level of density or incentive?
Well, the idea is you have the rule before
I
you
know,
get
like
to that.
Yeah.
That part of it.
So that people, so everybody's grandfathered up until that point. And then after that, when they investigating buying property in Danville, it comes up as here's the restrictions for non-resident Airbnb use.
Yep.
It could be like maybe not even allowed, which means then they don't buy the property.
Yes.
Which
that's
is
what
our
their
intention.
Interest
right.
was.
Which,
the intention
which,
of
but I'm also thinking, because I know of a situation in town where the family owns a place that the Airbnb, but it's kind of like a family trust. So, in other words, it could be a loose definition of residential living. Where maybe the property's in the trust of residents of Danville, not the specific house has to have a resident living in it, but, you know, the trust ownership relates to some residency in town as well. because it's probably going to be hard to really strict about this particular house has to have some resident live in it so many days of the year. I think South Burlington was like that, where somebody could literally, like, people go to Florida, right? So if they maintain residency, which is usually one day over, usually 181 day or whatever, one day over half a year, then they would qualify to be able to Airbnb it while they're in Florida all.
And then what about people who've been in Vermont for a super long time and then they go to Florida? They're like, oh, I pay less taxes than a Florida resident, so I'm a Florida resident, still in this house, and I want to rent it out. I mean, and it's just like you start opening a lot of
I would say we're not going to discuss that all we want tonight, but it's not going to get anywhere.
Right.
Why don't we let David do a little bit more research and
try to organize all these
Different towns are definitely further along.
Yeah, I'll bet there are a lot
I think the only thing we have to be aware of is that there are a lot of fine distinctions.
Yeah.
And you could even ask my brother if he's long term.
I think the owner occupied, at least in my opinion, is a question starting point of what are other towns specific.
But you're not going to be able to limit it to that because how many people have a camp on Joe's Pond that they rent?
Right, right.
And that's always a camp. It's never their residence. Yeah. They might come for a couple of weeks too, but then they rent it out. And the fact that now there's Airbnb as opposed to going to a real estate agent.
Yeah. And then I think of the reason people choose to do that for some people is literally like financial stability. Like
We'll see. That's why looking at what's worked for other towns will help, or what's suggested, or what we think.
Yep.
You know.
Do you want me, David, to try to put that? You can let me know when I send out the agenda if you want it added on for this time or January, depending on how your research goes. So when I send out the agenda, you can just.
January.
When I say January, sure.
When do we meet in January?
That's after the 4th. Yeah.
23rd.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we'll plan on January.
We're going on vacation.
Okay, enjoy. Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So we're going to Airbnb somewhere.
Well, you're doing research.
You are doing research.
I'm married.
You write it off.
I don't know if you guys like travel to extremely high density tourist areas in Europe. I've been to Venice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, where nobody lives in Venice anymore. That's not, it's not hyperbole. That's
for
not
exactly. Because of.
They're restricting
boats. Everyone who grew up in Venice has moved off that island and lives in the surrounds and is renting their property.
Because they can make
for Airbnb.
Money.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, well, there's so much demand, too. There's, so that.
Yeah.
It's not like they're worried about renting their property. Venice. I mean, it just gets booked.
That's right. How they do it.
That's how they find the spot.
Okay, so January, we'll plan on your hands-on traveling research. Yeah, doing the research. Okay, good. Too bad we can't fund you for that. Okay, so anything else you wanted to say on that piece?
I just want to get started, so thank you. So glad I'm in January.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other comments we have there? Or? Okay.
No, it's a big topic. It's just going to have to be, you know, we're going to have to just see what's out there.
Exactly.
Really see how,
started on the research. Because
even though it doesn't seem like it's a huge deal, it will change. It will become a bigger deal. I think we're just kind of lucky,
right,
at this point.
I will say, I remember down in Philly, my son had a big topic down in Philadelphia. Basically stayed in the State Department building and it's all Airbnb. And outside there's, you know, tons of homeless people. And just like, wow, okay. Are we, you know, there's that fine line. Good to have a place to stay, but how are we? So thank you, David. That's perfect. And the only other thing, unless you guys had something different that I had, was the annual town report. And I have to say, I started my write-up. I basically want to get it to her by the end of December, so I figured I had a little time.
Get it for,
yes, exactly. I did give myself a little extra time on that because I got crazy. So I'll get that squared away, get it to you guys before the next meeting so you can see what you think, and then we can get that to her.
And electing officers.
Yes, January. We'll let
off. So it really did get some more people.
I know. I know. December was
12.
December 12th. Okay. And then the December 1.
December 12th, January 23rd.
Okay. All right, good. So what else do we have?
We have public comment twice or so.
Yes, but no, I just always do that in case someone shows up before me and they don't want to wait for me. So I've just seen that happen. This is important. Yeah. Do you guys have any comments? Okay. So we're good. We'll close.
We'll close.
Can you all agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. Wow. So we're closing the meeting
at
8:33. And have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm ready.
I'll bet if we advertise